Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, let me see. I want to take a listen to something else here, which is entirely different. Take a listen.
My dad turns 80 this year. My mum turns 77. My dad is taking care of my mum and my mum taking care of my dad. But my mum has Alzheimer's and forgets sometimes that she's taking care of my dad.
Yes, I have dark hair. Yes, I have dark features. Yes, I have a different accent. Can't we find common ground?
First, it is 2 weeks till we will be allowed out. Then a month, then maybe six. There are rumours we will never be out of it.
Life is so busy. You forget to listen.
But now, everything has changed. And everyone needs a beacon. To illuminate new ways to live. Different modes of seeing. So we move towards the light.
Well, that's a sample of writers and contributors from Keywords. It's a new series for RT Radio 1 Extra. It allows anybody to submit recordings or pieces of writing to the series on a particular theme. It's a way of emerging, you know, for emerging writers, I should say, radio makers, etc., to have their voices heard alongside more established writers like Donal Ryan, Emer McBride, Danielle McLaughlin, and many others as well. And Zoe Cummins is the presenter and the producer. Zoe, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm great, thanks. I'm sitting here in my little home office looking out the window.
Good, great. Okay, you're not on a desert island like our last guy. So listen, look, Keywords it is, right? What is the series?
No.
What is the series actually about?
Well, the idea was that people could write short pieces, whether it's fiction or essays or poetry, and record it yourself and send it into the show. So you can record anything from a conversation, if you have permission, or an observation, like looking at my window at the moment, or an experience. You can write a poem. You might just want to record sounds in your garden or on your walk, or leave a voice message or compose a piece of music like Nancy Kate beforehand. And you just send it into the show, and each week it's guided by a theme. And the most important thing is that anybody can do it on their own phones, on their own smartphones, on their computers, and send it into the show. And we select different pieces every week along themes, like the first one was distance or light or nature, or tomorrow on Sunday it's common ground.
And the first one, distance, I mean, did you get many, like, would you get lots of different ideas of, like, in a poem or in a piece that are written out from a book or something that means distance from themselves, or, you know, what we're doing at the moment with old people, all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's so interesting because when the idea for the series, we had the idea for the series last year, we set a whole load of different themes, and distance was one of them and light was another. And in the distance episode, we got a whole load of contributions from loads of different places around the world, including Sarah Keating. She's a radio producer and she lives in Singapore. And she just stood on her balcony with a whole load of different bird sounds that we're not used to hearing here, as a thunderstorm was sort of rolling in. And she did a really short recording that sort of gave us a sense of her moment and the importance of listening to what's around us. And then other people wrote poems about distance. Sinead Gleeson and her music producer husband, Steve Shannon, they put together an audio essay on the theme about missing the sea and all the things that we couldn't get to sort of 5 or 6 weeks ago.
And how was
it? It's been amazing, the different types of responses.
Okay, but how was it supposed to be, or is it as it is now that it was supposed to be? Like, what I'm basically saying is, did you envisage that all these submissions would be self-recorded, or was just this was the effect of the lockdown?
Well, no, that was kind of the idea. I got the funding for the series last year from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, which is like this little pot of money that TV producers and radio producers can apply to. In fact, anybody can apply to it. So anyone should go for it. And the idea was that people would record themselves.
Yeah.
They have smartphones, they have microphones on their computer. We have access to technology that we didn't have access to 10 years ago. But I didn't quite think that everybody in the series would do it. I thought I would have to go out and meet some people face to face and maybe record with them, especially some of the more established writers, you know, that I might go to them and ask them for pieces or would they like to contribute to the series. But in actual fact, everyone who's sent pieces in has recorded it themselves on their computer or through a, you know, kind of like I'm talking to you now, like this.
But do you think in some ways, like, I mean, if you take that first one, distance, I mean, surely the lockdown certainly, like, gave a whole new definition of the whole, like, do you feel like it's changed the programme and the type of submissions that you've received?
Yeah, I'm almost not sure what I would have been sort of writing about or what people would have been sending in if it hadn't been for this lockdown, because the reaction to it has been just, it's kind of given people an opportunity to sort of say something about where they are at the moment and what they're doing and, you know, sort of have an outlet for their thoughts. And some of them are kind of abstract and some of them are more, you know, concrete, sort of on the theme. Like Colm O'Shea, he's a writer, and he sent in a piece about the distance it takes, or how long it takes for light to travel 2 meters. So everyone's 2 meters away from each other. So he used that as a prompt to sort of look at how he might meet up, or the character in his story might meet up with someone in a park, and how far they have to sit away from each other and how they go about that. So it isn't quite about sort of the theme of light as such as we might think of turning on a bulb, but it's given him a prompt that he can go away and think about it and come up with something a little bit more abstract.
And do you leave the pieces as they are, as they're sent in? Maybe a little bit of cutting or editing, but only a tiny bit. Do you weave them together with your own ideas about what it is, or do you explain what's just about to come
Absolutely,
up?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I do, because I think the idea, you know, so many different pieces come in on widely different themes. So on Common Ground this week, there's someone who is talking about being in a queue in a Tesco, but she has brown skin and she feels very othered in that queue. And then you might have somebody else who's talking about planting seeds in their local area. So those two pieces don't necessarily fit together. So you do have to weave in and out of it. And that was the idea. When all the submissions come in, the guy I work with, Regan Hutchins, we sit down, we listen to them, we decide which ones are going to be on the show. And then I'll go away and write sort of pieces in and around it. So the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks, I've been walking around my local area in my sort of allowed time, or anywhere I go, I take my recorder with me in case I record something or have a thought along the way. In fact, I was on Harold's Cross Bridge there a few weeks ago, just waiting in traffic, and a police car drew up, a police van, and stopped, and a Vanguarder got out and ran across the bridge telling everybody to get off the bridge. And my first thought wasn't get off the bridge, it was like, where's my recorder? So you know, you kind of become obsessed with making radio when you start into it. I did get off the bridge, by the way. I did exactly as I was told. But you look for ways to weave these experiences that we're having together. In that case, it was someone had fished out a grenade from the canal that had been there for about 100 years. So it wasn't really, part of the programme.
I was just going to say,
I go, I take my recorder.
I didn't know if it was a social distancing thing or a bomb or something. I didn't know what you were going to do.
No, well, yeah. It was actually a grenade, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I did read
that
about that.
That teaches me not to leave the house.
Okay, well, listen, look, so you've got off-the-cuff recordings, you've got poems, you've got short stories, you've got conversations, you've got essays. And by the way, we are talking here about this thing called Keywords, which is basically the programme. When is the programme on that people can hear it?
It's on Sunday nights on RTE Radio 1 Extra. And there's, there's a whole range of people who've sent in things. One woman sent in a piece standing in a rainforest in Brazil, talking about how the light is very different there in Ireland. Another woman, Alison Martin, sent in a short story about how taking part in Shine a Light, where everyone put a light in their window for frontline workers, how it sparked a romantic relationship between some neighbours in her short story. And there's loads of, very established writers. People like Donal Ryan wrote a story about a father coming to terms with his own feelings about...
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a few examples of what you're talking about here. This is Donal Ryan, Lights.
I have a row of lights on the wall of my room, and beneath them is a row of plaques on which are inscribed the names of my children. Aoife, Aisling, William, Joshua, John. Each light is mounted on a little square shelf of wood, and a cord hangs down from this. They light up only according as one of my children is worrying my mind. Sometimes I'm woken by the sudden illumination of one of them. No one else can see this row of bulbs, nor knows it's there. Mary, God rest her, said to me in a dream, "You know, Michael, you're going to lose Joshua, and nothing is surer, unless you can show him the way you love him."
Okay, like this is in terms of light. That's Donald Ryan, who wrote a story about a father coming to terms with his feelings about his son being gay, and then lights acts as a kind of conscience. He has a panel of lights on his wall. They turn on and off depending on how worried he is. It's a striking image and very beautifully written by Donald. Just some of the ones I want to mention. Kieran McGrath, tell me about that.
Well, it's interesting. Kieran McGrath sent in a piece to Keywords, and you know, I had edited it, and you know, in it he talks about going on different travels, and he brings back fridge magnets for his parents wherever he goes as little mementos. And it was kind of a short piece that started out sort of recognizing what those fridge magnets meant as little objects to him. But then, you know, once I had the audio, the piece kind of took a turn just before the programme went to air.
And is this specifically something to do with, like, things left unsaid? Is that what the theme was with that one?
That's it, yeah. The theme of the programme was things left unsaid, what we don't say to people, what we should say to people. Sometimes, you know, you hold your tongue, and other times, you know, you think of just exactly the right thing to say to someone when you walk away from them, and you think, oh God, that would have been a brilliant comeback. But in this case, it was that he found it very difficult to say things to his parents, you know, that how much he thought of them, how important they are to him.
Yeah.
So he sent in a piece of audio for that.
Okay, and here it is.
A lot of the opportunities I have in life are down to my parents and all the support and help they gave me through my life. And
when Kieran sent this audio to Keywords a couple of weeks ago, you could hear the emotion in his voice for his cocooning parents. I found it very moving. Since sending us this, Kieran's father John died very suddenly and unexpectedly last Sunday. This makes this tribute even more meaningful. Kieran wanted us to include this piece in Keywords in spite of the strangeness of the circumstances.
You can talk to your parents and tell them you love them, and but it's sometimes hard to have conversations where you express everything you owe them. So I give them fridge magnets instead, because, well, the reason I have these opportunities is because of them. And it's the only way I can say it.
It's the only way I can say it. Okay, so that's another one. That's Kieran McGrath. But just, you know, you did mention the woman, was it Sarah Keating, the recording of The Sound of a Storm on the balcony in Singapore. What about Alison Martin? Tell me about that.
Well, Alison Martin, her, you know, she has a piece that she wrote, a short story about all of her neighbours taking, all of the neighbours of this character taking part in Shine a Light for frontline workers. Mm. And she sort of goes out to the window and turns on her torch and then starts communicating with another person across the way. And it turns out to be a guy, and there's a little sort of romantic spark there. And then they're looking forward to next week when, you know, they might meet again, and that's bin day. So, you know, there's lovely little ideas coming out of this series that I don't think would have come up in any other way.
Yeah, and obviously the big thing is that, like, so many different people have so many different ways of interpreting a particular keyword.
Exactly, there's so many different ways. But also, because the series allows you to send in anything from an essay to a poem to just standing there and talking into a microphone, you're going to get very different responses, and people are going to interpret things in different ways. So, you know, it allows for kind of a little bit more openness in a programme that you don't really get otherwise. I mean, there are ways that you can get sort of your writing on air, but not in sort of so many mixed forms, you know?
Yeah, I'm like Margaret Dennehy, I have her now. She's a retired teacher. She wants to write a poem. Which one, what was the key word with her?
Hers was light, and she sent in, you know, one of her things that she wanted to do on while she was cocooning was actually, you know, do things on her bucket list. And she hasn't submitted anything before, written anything before for submission. And she wrote a poem, and she ticked off some of her bucket list by getting it sort of selected for the programme. And it's a very short piece, but I think it was just really perfect for the opening of the episode, Light.
Three little words. Novel, hitherto unknown. Corona. Crown-like circles of light. Virus, a simple organism. Three little words when kept apart, innocent enough, but together much more sinister.
Okay, do you get any mad stuff? I mean, crazy and noisy and loud and techno and all the rest of it.
Well, we've, you know, actually it's kind of interesting because I think people's mood is a little bit more quiet at the moment. So people aren't sending in sort of rants and raves at all. I think people are a little bit more understated now and they have time to kind of think and be a bit more gentle and move a bit more slowly. So in a way that's reflected in the series that it's kind of a quieter, more thoughtful sort of approach to things.
Right. Okay.
So nothing too mad.
Yeah.
Although Julian Gough has a...
I was just going to say, I see Julian Gough's name here. I'd love to hear what he did. What did he do?
That's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. That's in Patterns, actually, and he and his partner are trying to make a podcast about some of, you know, writing and about...
Look,
Julian's
he wouldn't
work,
even be able to turn on the tape recorder or turn on the microphone. Julian, that'd be...
Oh,
him.
He's actually great.
He's brilliant.
They keep on getting interrupted by their cat, and it's very funny, you know. So they don't actually... There's a pattern of behaviour in their house. Their kid keeps waking them up, and their cat keeps waking them up, and they just don't get to where they're trying
to get to. I've just thought of something here. You are the Simon Cowell of this. So on that level... if I sent in something stark, raving, bonkers, you'd still give it a good listen, would you?
Oh, absolutely. We listen to everything because, you know, you know, there's so many different ideas out there. That's part of the fun of it, is actually getting in all this audio and understanding what way people are thinking at the moment. So, yeah, I'm not sure I'm so Simon Cowley, but, you know.
Right, OK. I've
I don't
got
think
one
I
here.
Wield that kind of power.
I've got one here, E.R. Murray. What's that one about?
Well, this is actually for... This hasn't been broadcast yet. This hasn't gone out yet on the show. There's one keyword still open, and it's maps. So we've had loads of submissions in for that. But E.R. Murray, she's a writer. She does the children's series, The Nine Lives Trilogy, and she's working on loads of essays and other types of fiction. And for keywords, she's written about her Romani gypsy heritage and how her husband, in fact, used a treasure map to propose to her, which I think is really sweet.
Okay, I'll give you a blast.
So as I followed the instructions, my husband's head would pop up on occasion shouting, "You're going the wrong way." Often, when someone tells me that, I'm actually just taking a path they fear. But that was not the case in this instance. Eventually, I dug up three bottles containing letters that I was only allowed to read once they were all found. The letters were full of love and sentiment, and the third one ended on X marks the spot. Two pieces of wood crisscrossed on the sand, containing shells and the message, "Will you marry me?"
All right, well, listen, Zoe, then, finally, like, what's it like making a programme like this in lockdown? Is it okay? You're fine with it, are you?
Well, I think I have a head start on most because when you work in radio, you're editing kind of in a small room on your own all the time, and in a way, you know, you're hearing all these voices all the time, so you think you kind of have loads of people around you. Although that probably makes me sound a little bit mad or maybe a little bit sad. But it's been really exciting. And I think some of the pieces coming in are quite emotional, and it's been very moving to listen to some of them. But, you know, nobody likes to be locked in all the time. And I quite like talking to people face to face, even though this series is about self-recording. I prefer going out and recording with people because you get to talk to people and you really just sort of get an understanding of who they are and what they have to say. If you can see them face to face, you know that yourself probably from...
Well, then what's going to happen to you, with you finally? Because, I mean, like, you know, you have a documentary and a drama and a podcast series all with the BBC, or do you? I mean, are they happening? What's next with you?
Yeah, it's very tricky. A lot of broadcasters won't be commissioning at the moment or over the next year because they don't know what kind of money they have. And arts and culture, it always feels like it kind of comes at the bottom of the list when it comes to government priorities. And maybe that's right at the moment, but... If you think about all of us over the last couple of months, we've been watching more TV, you know, theatre productions online, watching gigs on social media, and families are doing arts and crafts with their kids at the kitchen table. You know, that's the arts. And, you know, if it isn't funded and programmes like this don't sort of get to air to get people's creations out, then, you know, I wonder, you know, where we'll be in a way. So I don't know what's going to happen with things like radio and audio. We'll have to wait and see, I suppose. But, you know, fingers crossed that, you know, there's a bit of investment in it. You know?
Right. OK, well, then if people want to get to see what it's all about, follow at Keywords Pod on Twitter, Google Keywords RT Culture, and a page will pop up on how to submit. You are looking still for submissions, yeah?
Yep. For maps, yeah, that's open at the moment, and you can just go on to Keywords Pod on Twitter, yeah, and have a think. You know, you can just talk into your phone, you can write a story, a poem, or maybe record a conversation with someone you know, with their permission, obviously.
All right.
Send it in.
Well, Zoe Commons, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today. Keywords is also, it's on RT Radio 1 Extra on Sundays at 8 p.m. and you can listen back online as well. Thanks a million, Zoe. Good luck. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.